Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Please visit audible.com/Bill for your free audiobook download. Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, March 11th, 2013. How you doing? How's your life working out for you this week? I had a, oh, Jesus. You know what? I can't even tell you what happened. I can't tell it. I have to sing it to you. It's got to come from my heart. Oh, if you're a lucky man, good things happen to you. But if you're a red cunt, this is for the fucking zoo. You'll be out on the road and find out your roof collapsed and there won't be a thing you can do about it. Did that make any sense? I don't care if it did. You know, most of some of the biggest hits never made any sense, right? Oh, sugar, boo, 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 boo. You are my candy girl. So I was touring the Midwest, barnstorming, as they say, driving in some no-name Dodge SUV. You know, that's what you get when you say, hey, I want to rent a car from Madison, Wisconsin to Detroit, Michigan, and I don't want to bring it back. Do you have a car for me? And they say, oh, what? You know what? I think we got one here in the back. I didn't even know Dodge made an SUV. You know? Dodge is like the Oldsmobile of Chrysler. Oldsmobiles were nice. I miss all those cars. Remember the Oldsmobile? Remember when people had a Mercury? What else did they discontinue? Pontiacs? What has happened to this country? What are we back? Down to you, Chevy or a Cadillac? That's fucking it. Ford or a Lincoln? Go fuck yourself. You know, you either have it or you don't. Once again, another sign of the middle class shrinking. Oh, by the way, you know, I just found out, you know, because I don't pay attention to politics anymore because I just feel like, all right, you know, they're eventually just, they're going to run it to the ground and we're going to have to build it back up again. That's basically what's going to happen. I guess old fucking liberal face there, he signed that thing New Year's Eve, basically passing off that now they can just arrest you and detain you without a trial forever. That's good. There you go. See that right there, people? Remember when you all made fun of me because I don't vote for the fucking number one horse or number two horse? That's why, because there's no difference. It's the same fucking horse. Oh, shut up, Bill. All right, so this is what happened. So I'm fucking driving this no-name Dodge. Driving this Dodge SUV. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. And about ready to do all these awesome shows. I love going to towns like that, by the way. I can tell you this, unbelievably underrated is cities that Frank Sinatra did not sing about. You know, or Tony Bennett. Any crooner. If a crooner has sung about a city, then you can tell right away that, you know, before you even land on the ground, there's going to be ridiculous traffic and everything's going to cost twice as much. You know, my kind of town, Chicago is. $80 for a hamburger, Chicago is. That fucking loop where no traffic fucking moves. Why did we come here? Right? I left my hat in San Francisco. That in your fucking wallet there. And then New York, you know what that is, right? Bunch of fucking losers with stenciled goatees and sweatpants thinking they're fucking, they're making it. If I can wake up in a city, right, and they're sitting there shirtless riding in a fucking Yugo that they cut the roof off of, putting their hands in the air as they drive through fucking Times Square making a video for their rockabilly album, you know? All of those places. I'm not saying you shouldn't go there. You should definitely go there, right? And bring your easel and do a little sketch or whatever the fuck it is you're supposed to do. But I'm telling you, don't sleep on Madison, Wisconsin. Don't you dare look down on Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I'll tell you right now, I got another one for you. This is the uppercut, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yeah. Where are you guys going on vacation? You going to Puerto Rico? You going to Acapulco? No, we're going to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we're going to get some fucking, I'm going to go get a Waffle Witch at the Real Food Cafe. I ate like a fucking suicidal plumber this week. At least the breakfasts. I had a Waffle Witch when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Oh, Royal Oak, Michigan. I also forgot about that. And I'll tell you, downtown Detroit, slowly coming back. The outskirts are still pretty scary, but I got to tell you, you know, they have pockets. You know, there's a gleam, gentlemen. There is a gleam. Worst fucking pre-playoff. I think I talked about that speech ever. Marty Schottenheimer. He's trying to get his team amped up to win a playoff game. They're standing on that fucking football weather where you can see your breath, you know? And as they're looking at his breath, in his breath, it says, there's a gleam, gentlemen. There is a gleam. A gleam. A gleam has never been spoken in football ever. You know? If you, in fact, if you have a gleam, I think at this point, that's one of the reasons why you get cut from a football team. Why'd you get rid of him? I thought he was doing all right on special teams. Ah, there was a gleam. There was a gleam, gentlemen, and I didn't like it. I didn't see that killer instinct. He was too gleamy. Yes, this podcast isn't going to make any sense because my fucking brain is all over the place because I have a hole in the roof of my house. I will get to that. Okay? I will get to that, and you will sit and you will wait, kind sir. So anyways, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, you know, and was working with Nate Craig, and he's from that neck of the woods. Actually grew up right near there, so he was taking me around town, went to all these great places to eat, went to this some legendary breakfast place, one of those greasy spoons that somebody who's running for president stops in at, you know, has two bites of eggs, does a thumbs up with some fucking immigrant wearing an apron, and then he leaves. Well, I actually stayed there. And I ate the whole breakfast, and I'm not running for anything, you know? Oh, God, I'm so fat right now. You can't believe how smooth my stomach is. My stomach right now is so fucking smooth, you wouldn't even believe that I could sit up in bed because you would say, that poor bastard was born without abdomens. Abs? Abdominals. There's the fucking word. So anyways, we do the gig. What the fuck was it? I don't even know anymore. Was it Thursday? Thursday, Friday, Saturday? No. Wednesday. We do the gig Wednesday. We have a great fucking time. After the gig, this guy from the Weary Traveler Inn/restaurant tells us to come by. We go over there. I look on the menu. What do they have on the menu? They have Hungarian goulash. When was the last time you ever saw Hungarian fucking goulash? Or the rated G version, Hungarian goulash on a menu. Huh? Well, if you do, then you live in one of these fucking towns that Frank never sung about. And I was like, my mother used to make Hungarian goulash. I gotta try it. Then I guess when my mother made it, she put noodles in it. But this was I guess the noodles came in Ellis Island, which evidently meant the Hungarians were near the Italians. And they were like, oh, what you got in the pot there? You know what you need? Step aside. Why don't you put some fucking noodles in there right there? And right there, Zidano. So anyways, I had this cup of, if you're in Madison, Wisconsin, go. I'm going to hype all these fucking restaurants. Go to the Weary Traveler Inn and try a cup or get yourself a bowl of the Hungarian goulash. It's fucking tremendous. It's got a nice kick to it, you know. I visited a couple of old friends, you know, with ice on them. And I had a great time. And, you know, great mix of people there. We talked conspiracy theory. We talked about Wes Welker getting traded. You know, we had an awesome fucking time. So everything's going great. You know, I'm breathing in the winter air. I'm looking at the dirty snow. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like nothing can touch me. My life is going to be phenomenal. All right? Now, the next thing that happened on this trip is so fucking traumatic. I don't really remember when it started. I believe I was coming out of that greasy diner that I'm sure Joe Biden has eaten in. And went, the pancakes are delicious. Ha, ha, ha. Click. Picture taken. He's out. Forces himself to puke in the taxpayer's bus that he's driving around in. Anyways, the lovely Mia calls me up, and she's in absolute tears. All right? We had just redone her office. Redid the floors. I swear to God, dude, it looked like a fucking basketball court in there. A very small basketball court. You know, if you were like a fucking squirrel, it would look like a full court basketball court to you.
All right, but whatever. I'm just saying. It was fucking beautiful. We did the walls. They even painted the ceiling. It was the one room in my old-ass fucking house that was immaculate. All right? I just got the roof done. Listeners of the podcast realize I just got the roof done. So I'm psyched. Okay? Because two things you don't want in your fucking house. You don't want fire and you don't want water. Nothing does damage like that. It's just, it's fucking over. So, she calls me up crying and says the fucking ceiling collapsed in the office and there's water pouring in. And I am in the middle of fucking nowhere, Wisconsin. I was in between, somewhere between Madison and Milwaukee. And I get this picture and I get this phone call. And I'm immediately frantic. And I was like, has the water stopped? Because I guess it had rained that night. And I'm like, has the water stopped? And I'm thinking, we just put a new roof on it. Did they fuck up the roof? What the fuck happened? A zillion things are going through my head. How long was the water pouring in? Because it happened when she was sleeping. And then she goes, no, it stopped. And then she went back in. She goes, no, it started again. And I was like, she was talking about her pictures and shit. And I'm like, no, the floors, the fucking rest of the house. I wish I thought to tell her to push the fucking couch. I've got this stupid IKEA couch. You know, and you're not thinking. You're just trying to get the furniture out of the way. Fucking fuck the couch. Let the couch be a giant fucking sponge. Whatever. I was in the middle of nowhere. And what ended up happening was it wasn't the roof. I have a crawl space between my ceiling and the roof. And there was some, you know, my house is like 90 years old. So there was some sort of part of the drainage things. One of the joints failed. It backed up on the side of the house and the water came up. And then one of the joints failed. And then it just started to pool. It sunk down through the wood. And then, you know, made the plaster wet, and then it collapsed. And she didn't hear it collapse because it kind of hit the couch. It was also fucking soaking wet. And the damage was done, and it went all the way down to the bottom of my fucking house. And my house looks like a disaster right now. But I got to say, the insurance company did step up once they realized that it wasn't the roofer's fault and that it was a plumbing issue or whatever. I don't know what the fuck they said. They have stepped up and they came over here, fucking helped the lovely Neil clean up. They put some fans on it, but by then the fucking damage was done. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm absolutely sick right now because they're trying to tell me that the floor buckled. And I immediately pictured all the floorboards, just every one of them just fucking looking like hammer toes, but I think they're trying to say it's in the middle of the room. I don't know what, but that wood is priceless. You know, that's the wood that they, from trees they cut down in the 20s that were, you know, old trees when wood was solid. Men were men and women didn't have a voice. Now you got that Home Depot shit, you know? I should make as much as you. Kind of wood, right? So that's my big fear is that they're going to take out that wood and replace it with the other shit. So I've already put the kibosh on that. And I'm like, listen, insurance peoples, that's the kind of wood that was there. And that's the kind of wood that's going to be put down if I have to fucking scour the earth to find it. If I have to go to Detroit and go into one of those abandoned fucking crack house, beautiful 100-year-old fucking houses and take the wood out myself, I don't want to get into it. It's fucking horrible. My brother's coming out to visit, you know. He's visited me like 20 times in my career. In the first fucking 16, I was sleeping on a futon. The last three times, I had a bed in a one-bedroom apartment. I finally have a fucking house, right? Finally feeling like a success. He's going to come, and the fucking rain. I was joking this week on stage that the hole in the ceiling, it looked like, just imagine if a grizzly bear's, like, parachute didn't open. That was the size of the fucking hole. And I don't know why I think grizzly bear. I just remember seeing one fall out of a tree one time when they shot it with something, you know, a tranquilizer gun. And it just kind of came down. It was like a big ball of fur. That's what it looks like. Maybe a black bear, I'd say. I don't know, people. You know, the whole time I bought this fucking house, the entire time I've been fixing this fucking thing. And it's all been shit you can't see. Plumbing, electrical, I don't even know what else. The fucking roof. Just shit you can't see.
And I was finally getting to the fun part. Shit you can see, the floors, right? Shit you can show off to people when they come over. Finally get a room done, and Mother Nature's like, oh, look at old Billy Boy. He thinks he's got a nice house there. Let's do this. Oh, hey, a fucking hole in your ceiling. How do you like that? You like that? Oh, you want some more? You want some more? Here's a little fucking glass of water. Deal with that all the way down to your basement. All right there, you freckled cunt. How do you like that? So, I've been absolutely, I don't know. You know, it's a typical story. Typical story. Man tries to do something, takes two steps forward, gets kicked in the balls, and falls three steps backwards. Typical story. And evidently, there's going to be some comedy in this at some point, but I realize it's tragedy plus time, and I'm still in the middle of the fucking tragedy. Oh, you know what else is great? Because the walls are so old, there's asbestos in them. You know, like 1%. So now the people who are going to take the plaster down today are like, well, we're not trained to do that. We don't have the proper filtration system. Blah, 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 blah. So now they're out, right? They're looking at the shit downstairs. They go, oh, we got a test for lead paint. It's like it was made in the 20s. You know it has lead paint. Probably has 14 coats of it under fucking 36 that were painted on top of that. So, oh, God. I swear to God. The first time ever I was in my garage today, and I actually quietly said to myself, I hate this house. Ah, Jesus Christ. Do you guys say that about your kids? Does that ever happen? Every time you try to make your kid a better fucking citizen, and every time you think he fucking turned around, the stupid fuck comes home. You know, got into a fight at school, got caught with a 12-pack or something, and just like, I just wish I never had that one. Should have stopped at the other one, or maybe skipped this one. I don't know. Anyways, this is the Monday Morning Podcast, everybody. And but you know something? I am, fuck it. I'll say something positive in a second. Let's get into the advertising. I got to hype something for a good buddy of mine, Will Silvince, who was nice enough to be part of the group of comics that helped to honor Patrice O'Neill at the benefit we had. And Will was one of Patrice's great friends and a roommate of his. God, they lived together at least 5-6 years. So anyways, Will made some T-shirts. We sold most of them at the benefit. He still has some left. And I know a lot of people wanted to be a part of the benefit. And you also wanted to help out Patrice's family. Well, here's your opportunity to get some limited edition Patrice O'Neill T-shirts, ones that are left. You can go to www.imbetterthanyou.com. And I'm better than you. The I'm, there's no fucking, what is it, an apostrophe? Whatever that thing is between the I and the M. It's all one word, all lowercase. I'm better than you. And you is spelt just the letter U.com. We'll put the link up on the podcast page. Just know when you buy those that they're limited edition, and also you'll be giving money to Patrice's, his mother and his family. All right, there you go. So, audible.com everybody. Audible. Audible is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, information, and educational programming. Content from Audible is downloaded and played back on personal computers, CDs, or iPod players. Audible offers over 100,000 hours of audio programs from 270 content partners that include leading audio book publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, and newspaper publishers, podcasters, and business information providers. Listen whenever and wherever you want, just like the podcast you are listening to right now. Audible has over 1,000 science and technology and over 1,100 science fiction and fantasy titles, with more being added all the time. Audible has over 100,000 titles to choose from, every genre. Audible has it covered. Oh, man, I'm a moron. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up for a free trial today. You know who should do that? Me. Maybe I'll be better at reading out loud. Go to www.audiblepodcast.com/bill to get your free audiobook today. All right, so there you go. Well, here's the positive thing that I take out of what happened to me. Oh, here's one thing that you know when your life is messed up, something bad is happening to you, is people bring up the fact that you still have your health. That's usually a good sign that something horrific happened to you. But actually seeing that story about that guy fucking dying in that sinkhole was one of the creepiest things I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, okay, all right. I'm sitting here crying about some wet floors and walls. Was I swallowed up by the earth? You know? So, I don't know. I guess that's my positive way of looking at it, by then bringing that horrific image into your head. What the fuck is wrong with me? Did I mention when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I had a waffle witch? I did say that, right? What's a waffle witch, you ask? It's a sandwich made out of a waffle with scrambled eggs and bacon and cheddar cheese in the middle of it. And I still think I'm paying for it. But you know something? It was delicious. I got to tell you, I did enjoy that waffle witch. You know what? I'm not even going to fuck around. I'm going to get right to emails here because this is something that's been bugging me. It said, emails, Red is dead. Billy Reddy Two Shoes. They said that by 2060, all redheads might be gone. Also, the Greeks believed redheads turned to vampires after they died. Thanks and good luck. All right. The key word in that is they say. I guess that's words. They say that by 2060, all redheads might be gone. Do you realize how fucking dumb you have to be to believe that? All redheads are going to be gone by 2060. That's literally 47 years from now. I mean, granted, in 2060, I'm going to turn 92. I'm an old fuck right now. I'm 45 years old this year. By 2060, I will be 92 years old. But that's possible. Man, if I keep eating waffle witches and having my house collapse on me, I imagine that's going to take a toll. All right? For all you fucking morons out there who hear that in a bar or read it on the internet and you just keep repeating it without even thinking of what's coming out of your mouth, how many little red-headed boys and girls have you seen? Go to the mall. They're fucking 2-3 years old. You're telling me they're all going to be dead before they're 50, you dumb fucks? This is so fucking dumb. Some asshole said it was a recessive gene, and by the time it went around the bar, we were all going to be dead in 20 minutes. And people are so fucking dumb, and they just repeat what they hear, that they come at you and they say dumb shit like that. Do you realize how many people have said that to me? I mean, at least this guy was smart enough to at least put it to 2060. I mean, look, if we're all going to be gone, we're fucking taking you cunts with us, because unless you guys just like, if the next Hitler comes along and he just really hates fucking redheads and starts to eat, but even then, there's going to be one of those Schindler List guys who's going to make a list of us fucking redheads and we're going to survive. Right, and then we'll have a museum of tolerance for fucking redheads. And then the History Channel will slowly stop showing Holocaust stuff and try and balance it out and show some redhead genocide. You know? And then there'll be some Stephen Reddy Redberg will make some fucking movie and get a bunch of awards. And then the Howard Stern of then will make the analogy. Like, I tell you, all you got to do if you want to make a fucking win award is make some sad movie about the redhead genocide. Let me tell you, fucking blondies, you brownies, you blackies, all of you fuckers. Blackies, that didn't sound good. I was talking about hair. Oh, Jesus. All right, we're here to stay. All right? Don't ever underestimate the fucking heart of a redhead. Okay? That's why our hair's red. That's that burning passion in us. It's not the devil. It's because we're better than you. We're a select few. You know what I mean? You know what you guys are? All you fucking blondes, brunettes, all you cunts. You know what you guys are? You're like the fucking Ford Taurus. You go down the highway, there's a fucking zillion of you. Every once in a while, you see a Testarossa. All right? A nice freckled one. Has that ever been done? Has anybody ever had a fucking swagger about being a redhead? All right. One last little advertisement here really quickly. LegalZoom.com, everybody. It's National Start Your Business Month at LegalZoom.com. Okay, I know I've been talking about this for more than a month, but so many of you are starting businesses right now. So LegalZoom has decided to extend it through March. This unbelievable offer. Call it whatever you want. Just remember, this is a great time to start your own business. Whether you're setting up an LLC, an S-Corp, sole proprietorship, or a nonprofit, LegalZoom takes care of you from start to finish. Their award-winning service was developed by the best legal minds in the country, and every business gets personalized attention. That's why over 90% of LegalZoom customers would recommend the service to their family. You'll be in good company. Three dozen companies of the Inc. 500 list were started through LegalZoom. Start your business right at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom is not a law firm and provides self-help services at your specific direction. But there's so much more. Now every LLC and incorporation package includes easy-to-use business accounting software, a $269 value for absolutely free. Be sure to enter BURR, B-U-R-R, in the referral box at checkout. Start your business, protect your family, and safeguard your assets at LegalZoom.com today. All right. Back to the podcast here. Yes, so for the love of God, can you people stop and just think? You know, all right, you know what? Redheads, any redheads out there listening, just say to them, just go like, do you realize how fucking stupid you are right now? Huh? Oh, whatever. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a shit. That's not my goddamn cause. You know what? I can guarantee you this right now. I'm still going to be around in 2060. And I'll be out there climbing that fucking rope. And I'll have the last bit of lead paint and asbestos out of my house. And we'll see. And then you guys will be like, well, technically you're not a redhead anymore because all your fucking hair fell out and the shit on the side of your head is white. And that might do me in. And I'll be like, ah, bullshit. And I'll fucking grab my chest, clutch my little freckled heart, and I'll keel over. And you know what? You know what you guys will do? You'll fucking laugh. Because in your core, you're a cunt. All right. Hey, Bill. Okay, I want a boyfriend. Here we go. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Bill, I want a boyfriend. Hey, Bill, I know you probably just read the subject and went, oh, well, drop your panties, bitch. No, I would never do that. That's if you said you wanted to get laid. So anyway, she says that's not quite the case. I'm a guy. Oh, the left turn. The left turn. I don't even need to read this. Oh, wait, he's only a freshman. I was going to say, how is a guy do you not know how to get a boyfriend at this point? Half the sitcoms are based on gay guys at this point, aren't they? Was that fucking statement as dumb as all redheads are going to be dead by 2060? I don't care. I got a hole in my fucking house. He says, I'm a guy. I'm a freshman in high school, and I like guys. I consider myself average, pretty good at sports, and decent with the ladies. He said, I'm still in the closet. Yo, gay guys fucking slay it. You guys fucking slay it. You know, if you wanted to. If you wanted to. I'm telling you. You know what it is? Because you want... I don't know what the fuck it is. You give a fuck about clothes the way they do? Well, you want to watch the same shit? That's the thing about gay guys. You guys want to do the same shit women want to do. So, hence, you're around them. And next thing you know, your dick's in their mouth. If I could have just kept my fucking mouth shut, you know, during Dirty Dancing and Ghost and all those things, I would have done much better when I was a younger man. But whatever, this isn't about me. This is about you. Let's plow ahead. He goes, I go to a public school, and there aren't many gays. Well, not as far as you know. I don't want some fabulous guy, just another normal guy like me. I like that. You don't want him to be like sitcom gay? Walking in a room going, oh, my God. Love it. Are there any gay guys like that at this point? Anyways, what advice could you give someone in my position? Maybe your lovely girlfriend has an opinion. Thanks, Bill. I love the podcast and go fuck yourself. You know what? I might even call Nia in for this one. Hang on a second. Let me put this fucking thing on pause. All right, the lovely Nia, everybody. Can you just close the door, by the way? There's a fucking... Because the goddamn fan trying to dry out the walls. Come over here. We only have one microphone. Our shit is all over the place, so I don't even know where the hell the other microphone is.
All right,
so here's the deal. I feel like we're singing backup for somebody right now. This dude wants a boyfriend. He's a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. He's still in the closet, slaying it with the ladies.
He doesn't want some fabulous guy. He just wants another normal guy like himself.
Uh-huh.
And he said, what advice could you give someone in his position? Maybe your lovely girlfriend has an opinion. Thanks, Bill. Love the podcast. Oh, and go fuck yourself.
So he's in the closet. But you want to meet a guy.
Jesus Christ. What did I just say? What did he just say?
I know, but I'm trying to like take in the situation. I mean, first of all, I feel like
if you've been drinking, you have wine on your breath.
Yeah, I was drinking champagne in the other room. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think, I mean, I think you should maybe not necessarily come out of the closet to everyone, but you have to sort of go where the gays go. And I don't mean just bars and stuff, but there are certain like restaurants and like areas that are, you know, heavily populated.
You sound like you're giving like
a
PowerPoint. A PowerPoint like presentation, and
well,
like, and you have to go where the gays go. You should have just written that down on a chalkboard.
The thing is, I think it's a little bit problematic that you're still in the closet. You are free to come out whenever you want to. You shouldn't have
time
any
out,
pressure.
Time out.
Shut up.
Time out.
But I'm saying when you're out of the closet, it makes it easier for you to meet other people and get into a whole little groove. And you meet people, and they invite you places here, there, and everywhere. And that's how you start to meet people.
But if you're still quiet, no,
you can't. But when you're still in the closet, there's going to be that secretiveness and that sort of sneaking around and hiding and ducking in corners, and you start getting into situations that you don't want to be in as a closeted gay person. Because I feel like any gay person who's lived their life in the closet trying to date secretly will tell you that it could lead to not so good situations. So I feel like you should probably come out in a way, or at least just start hanging out with other gay people.
I'm going to have to start having an orchestra start playing when your answer goes on.
If you want me on here to answer questions, I'm going to answer them the way I answer them. I don't need you to tell me when to
I don't need anybody telling me how to answer them. Snap, snap, snap.
Why don't you ask me to come in here if you're just going to like micromanage how I answer the question?
What is wrong with you? You know, you're an angry drunk.
I'm not drunk. A
couple of glasses of champagne, you turn into an asshole.
I'm not drunk.
I don't think he should come out. Not as a freshman. For fuck's sakes. People are such assholes. You know what I mean? I think he should go
Wait,
find
a freshman
some other.
In college?
He's a freshman in high school.
Oh, in high school.
High school. You know, fucking just ride it out, find some other gay kids, hang out with them, play baseball down at the gay baseball park. And once you need to do, you got to leave your fucking town behind. Then you move to a city.
Does your high school not
you move
have
to a city? Let me finish my ignorance.
You don't have
you move
one
to
of
a
those,
city. They'll have the gay part of town.
Well, no,
and it's
going
to be
I'm
over.
Asking is because a lot of high schools
it's going to have
of,
abs.
A lot. Shut up. A lot of more progressive high schools. They'll have like an LGBT, you know, club or something like that.
This he obviously doesn't have that, or he would fucking join it. He's going to a high school like I went to a high school. You know? Get back on D, right? It's a fucking meathead school.
Mm.
That's what's going on with him. Those morons aren't going to understand him. Why go through extra fucking pain? The great thing is he knows who he is and he knows the direction he's going. You're going to be fine. I would say try and stay in shape because you are trying to appeal to a bunch of guys and we're all fucking, you know?
I just don't want him to start trolling around online, getting sucked into some seedy situations where older guys are going to take advantage of himself because he's young and in the closet and he's very, you know, he doesn't quite know what to do. I'm worried that he's going to get sucked into that type of shit as opposed to trying to find peers where you're all sort of going through it together. That's why I was encouraging to come out of the closet or to at least maybe start affiliating. If your high school has one of those LGBT clubs or whatever, you know, that way you feel less alone. So you're less likely to, like I say, go online and get sucked into some weird head trip sexual abuse situation. Because there's nothing like an older predator. No, that an older predator will love more than a young, confused, I'm still in the closet.
Wait a minute. Now, so you're saying older gay guys are predators?
I'm saying there are older people who will prey on young.
Well, listen, 50-year-old guys will try and bang an 18-year-old chick, so so what are you saying? We're all pieces of shit? What kind of hatred are you spewing?
I'm just saying I'm
trying to bring the world together here.
He's in a very precarious situation, and if you start going down that road where you're just sneaking around so much, you can get caught up into some bad shit. And I don't want some older guy saying, oh,
shit, he's getting blown by fucking chicks. This guy's killing. It's like he's hitting from both sides of the plate.
You didn't read the whole thing to me. So are you bi?
No, he's still in the closet, but he's killing it with the ladies.
Well, you need to stop that right now.
No, he doesn't. Good for him.
It's just going to be another chapter in the book. I think you're going to be fine, sir.
The Nia Please podcast, it's on its way. Everyone on Twitter, I know you guys have been asking me for weeks what's going on with the podcast. What's happening is I'm also rebuilding.
Are you fighting with your record label? What's going on? Why is this project keep being delayed?
I know. I'm rebuilding my website right now, and it's got my films on it. It's got some writing that's...
Your podcast room is underwater.
My podcast room is underwater. My sanctuary is destroyed. But that's why it's taking so long. So bear with me, you guys. But
You should do a podcast underwater in a flooded room. Just like Kanye West. He had a busted jaw. He still went in the studio. Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
All right. Now, listen, we were just fucking around there. I think the great thing is that you already know who you are. So you're going to end up where you want to be. That age really isn't easy for anybody, but I will tell you this. All the fucking bullshit she said, she's right about those creepy old gay guys looking for a young, confused young man out there. You know, you're better than that, all right? You got to have some standard. No white chest hair. Beat it, old pubes. All righty. Plowing ahead. What do we got here? Dilemma. Hey, Bill, would you rather be permanently invisible under the condition that inanimate objects you've touched also become invisible? Jesus Christ. Or would you want to be able to shapeshift into anyone or anything in the world, but you have to stay that way for 24 hours? Oh, without a doubt, shapeshift. I mean, how lonely would it be if I was invisible and everything I touched became invisible? I wouldn't want to do that. You know? Would I want to do that? How could I bring down these fucking international bankers if I was invisible? Then I could make inanimate shit invisible. Well, that's what I'd do. I'd touch a bunch of guns and give them to the regular people and have them go down to one of those fucking Devil's Islands meetings. Nah, I wouldn't do that shit. No, I'd be a shapeshifter. Now, the real question is, who would you shapeshift into? Troy Aikman? You know, I'd commentate a game right out of the bat, you know? Right out of the gate to see if people could notice. I have some of those gloves that he has. You know those I'm an adult guy gloves now. The ones Dan Marino used to sell. I got one of those long, it's wintertime coats. And sometimes I wear a suit, you know, kind of coats. I could stand there with fucking earmuffs on. But would I sound like him? Who would I shapeshift into? That's a fucking weird one. Oh, you know what? I couldn't handle that power. Because then basically, if you could shapeshift, all you'd have to do is shapeshift into any girl you ever wanted to fuck, whoever she's fucking, you just shapeshift into that person. You just come walking through the door, hello, you know, with some flowers. Oh, my God. I'd be the first person brought up. Now, what kind of rape would that be? The shapeshifting rapist? You know, and then they'd have to somehow, how would they stop me from shapeshifting myself into the foreman of the jury to say, we the jury find old Billy Rapist Red Face not guilty on all charges. Oh my God, to that bitch, Jesus Christ. Although being a shapeshifter would be great. Man, you could freak the fucking world out. You know, it'd be great if some like huge leader of the world was given a speech and you somehow got behind him and were also on TV jumping up and down, you know, like somebody who painted their face, except you look just like the guy giving the speech, you know? Oh, that could be endless fucking fun. How would I handle shapeshifting? Oh, Jesus, there'd be a lot of conversations with a higher power with that one. You know, like when you drink and then you get sick and you're like, oh, God, I swear to God, I'm never going to do that again. Just let me get through this. I swear to God, I'm going to clean up my fucking act. Like, what do you say to God after you just shapeshifted into your neighbor and fucked his wife? God, if you can find it in your heart. I mean, technically, you know, she doesn't know. She's none the wiser. And I know it was wrong. And I'll say a couple of Hail Marys. I will not shapeshift into anybody today. That's all. I mean, I you know something? That's one of those things when after I died and God's giving me that you're going to hell look now, I'm just going to be like, dude, I mean, come on. I could shapeshift
All right? Half the people on Earth can't even handle becoming a bouncer without being a douche. I could shapeshift. What'd you think I was going to turn into? Fucking Ronald McDonald and push some kid on a swing? All right? There were some hotties that lived on my block, and some other guys got to him before I did, and I should have been man enough to accept that, but, you know, I had this get-out-of-jail-free card, so I shapeshifted into them when they were away on business. Then I would just come home, surprise, home a day early. And then I fucked them. And then I left. And then I let her deal with the weirdness the next day when her husband came home. When he came home a day later, hey, I'm home. How are you? What do you mean you're home? Where were you? Yeah, I thought you were just in the bedroom. And then he's like, what the fuck's going on? Jesus Christ. You know something? I thought they had made every porno that you could make. That's a whole new shape-shifting porn. Shape-shifting porn discovered right here on the Monday Morning Podcast. All right, what the fuck else am I getting? That's all the emails I had this week. That's all I got. Ah, for fuck's sakes. You know what? You know something? You know what is even worse? I didn't watch any fucking hockey this week. I watched nothing. I didn't even get to enjoy the fucking Boston Bruins winning 3-0. Sean Thornton beating the shit out of that fucking Ronaldo guy, whatever the hell his name is. I missed all of that. Missed all of that because I was on the road again. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom. You know, it was a great gig, too. I did the Fountain Street Church for Laugh Fest out in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And what was phenomenal about that was I got to perform in a church. I got to go up on the pulpit, give a little speech. I had a great time. You know, it was amazing. It reminded me of old Tiger Stadium. Because old Tiger Stadium was one of the few stadiums that was the only stadium in Major League that had an upper deck that went all the way around. And this church had an upper deck that went all the way around the church, from one side of the altar all the way to the other, and then the altar was up there. And I don't know, maybe feel like I was in an old ballpark. All right. Let me see here. Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. Ah, shit. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm trying to, so I can fill out the rest of this podcast. I'm looking for emails. This isn't good. This isn't good to be doing on a live podcast. Somebody texted me, you think Bonham is good? Could he do this in a 6-inch stiletto? All right. Oh, Sheila E. Yeah, Sheila E. kills it. I still think Bonham's better than Sheila E. Come on. You know? Plus, John Bonham was sort of a fashionista. He used to wear those silly little boots all the time. He could still kill it. What is with everybody always trying to fucking? Well, I guess he's the benchmark, right? Although Sheila E. is the shit. All right, here we go. I found an email. I'm just going to start randomly reading these right now. Hey, Bill, I'm an avid fan of your podcast as I listen to it every Monday with my chemistry tutor, who is now a fan of yours as well. Well, Jesus, you guys aren't getting anything done, are you? I have a question to ask, and forgive me if I give you a history lesson, but this is something I want to get off my chest. Holy fuck, is this a long... Oh, come on. People, try not to get things off your chest. You know how bad I read. All right, let's give it a shot. You know what the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to make it larger. All right, it's kind of personal for me, but you as a man might understand. And I'm not saying a woman would understand better because she probably would never understand at all my problem. I am a loner, and I have always been. I relate to that, sir, 100%. We are on the same page. I never made any friends as a kid, and I was abandoned by everyone I knew. All right, now you just went into the fucking... Now you sound like you're in... what is it? Hans Christian Andersen? What's the name of that guy who wrote, not Toy Story, what the fuck is it called there? Christmas Story. Christmas Carol? Something Christian? Christian Leitner? I can't remember the fucking thing. Ghost of Christmas Past, Part 2. Anyways, I don't know anything about my family members because their name, besides their name and job title. Over the years, I started to hate everybody I came into contact with. Every person I met, I'd be condescending towards, and I was indifferent towards everyone I met. a few years ago, I had this girl try and become my friend, which is weird because since I keep to myself and nobody bothers me, but all of a sudden this girl comes up to me and starts asking about who I am. I, of course, tell her to fuck off. Jesus Christ, dude. Because I tell her to fuck off and I'm cold and indifferent. You're not indifferent. You have a definite feeling towards her. Fuck off. She rode the same bus I rode, and she tried to make conversation with me a lot. But still, I was just telling her to fuck off, but not in those exact words. Oh, okay. All right. But I told her to go talk to someone who cares. Dude, how old are you? Every time I looked at her, she always smiled at me. The smile was the most amazing smile I've ever seen in my life. If a smile was a super... Yeah, you fucking had a crush on her. If a smile was a superpower, it'd be hers, and I couldn't help but melt a bit every time I saw her smile. Ah, Jesus Christ, dude, what's going on here? A few years ago, I got everyone in the school coming up to me asking who I was. Oh, a few years later. Turns out that she was asking everybody about me for 2 years, and nobody could tell her anything about me, so now she has gotten the whole school interested in me and finding out who I am. Dude, is this like a fantasy, or did this really happen? Do you wear like a leather jacket and ride a motorcycle? They never learned anything about me. Now that I am in college, I am starting to see her everywhere. Dude, can you just fuck this girl or take her out for a malt already? Come on, man. This is a critical part of your life. You're young. This girl's, you're drafting in the first round. You don't want to wait too long. You wait too long to fucking find a mate. All of a sudden, you know. You're trying to find some fucking once-in-a-lifetime six-round pick, you know? Like a Tom Brady. It's not out there. He goes, anyways, when we actually meet, it's awkward, and she just stares at me uncomfortably, then runs away. I don't know why this happens to me whenever I think I see... What? I don't know why this happens to me whenever I think I see, hear, or actually run into her. Is there something wrong with me? Why am I going through these weird bouts of fight or flight mode? Dude, because you were fucking abandoned by everyone around you, which hurt you as a kid, so now you're trying to fucking wall yourself off. You should fucking talk to that girl. Just tell her. Say, listen, you got to understand, I'm a psycho. I didn't have anybody in my life. I don't know how to do this. But when you smile at me, I almost fall out of my chair. Can you handle the fact that I'm socially... a little far behind my peers. And with that, would you like to go see a movie? Okay? And then every time you feel like sabotaging it, just, I don't know. I don't know, dude. That's you're going to have to undo like 20 years of shit, it sounds like. Now, I don't know if you can do this, you know, in 1 week. You know, like those dumb Dr. Phil shows. You need to come out of your shell. And everybody claps, and then you go, and like the guy's supposed to be fixed. It's going to take a while. But, dude, you know something? You should definitely go after this girl if you're feeling stuff like that. You should definitely do it. And she sounds like she's, you know, socially uncomfortable too. So, you know, you can help her. She can help you. Both you guys, you get a little more outgoing. Next thing you know, you might have something there. And if not, at the very least... going through that experience with her will give you a couple at bats, so when the right one comes along, you'll know what to do. All right? There you go. Good luck to you, sir. All right. What are we up to here? 49 minutes. It's fucking dragging. I'm sorry, guys. This is why I never do podcasts when I fly. I stink. I never should do podcasts when I fly and I come home and there's a fucking hole in my ceiling. All right? Is that bad? Oh, here's one. Hey, Bill, you're being ripped off. There's a video out there called Steak and a BJ Day. No, you know what? I ripped them off. I actually read about it, and I forgot I read about it, and I said that there should be Steak and a Blowjob Day. This right there is why I don't watch other comedians' acts, because shit just flies into your head throughout the course of years and years and years. Then all of a sudden, somebody asks a question, you give the answer, and you think it's yours, and it's not. Steak and a blowjob day. I did not come up with that. Somebody else came up with that. So I am not offended. This is like you guys listening to me just read my junk mail.
Isn't that what's going on right now? Can somebody please explain to me how the fucking Montreal Canadiens are in first place? How do those cunts suck and they're still good? You just, at this point, you just have to give it up to that franchise. They're just a good fucking franchise. But you know something? The fucking Pittsburgh Penguins. Pittsburgh Penguins. All of a sudden, they're coming on. You know what? But those motherfuckers. Those motherfuckers, they always... They, like, every time... They went from Mario Lemieux, then they got Jaromir Jagr, right? Then they had a little bit of a lull there. Then they got old Rosie Red Lips, and they get Gino. And then they also had fucking, what's-his-face that they just traded to the Hurricanes. I can't think of anybody's fucking name. And then you think, like, okay, that's it. It's over, right? How many fucking times? They're like the fucking hockey version of the New York Yankees from the 1920s to the 50s, where it was Ruth Gehrig to DiMaggio to Mantle. That's what they're doing in hockey. I don't know. This is my thing. As long as the Montreal Canadiens continue to suffer in the curse of Patrick Waugh, you know? And they know it's a curse. That's why they try to make friends with him again. Because they realized after they booed him out of the city that he went to fucking Colorado and started winning them. And they're like, we don't need him. Oh, 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 oh. We are the Montreal, the Blue Bloc et Rouge, right? They didn't give a fuck. Now they give a fuck. Now all of a sudden they're asking them, hey, yeah, you know, we're kind of, you know, we're a little sorry. It's fucking phenomenal. And every year that goes by, more old Montreal Canadian fans die and less of them know what it's like to win a cup. And I got to tell you, I fucking love it. You know what I love about Montreal Canadian fans? You know what they say to me now? They bring up Guy Lafleur. That's how far in the past, that's how far in the past anything great happening between them and the Bruins are. They go fucking apeshit when they beat us now in the regular season. You understand? They owned us. Guy Lafleur, fuck. Guy Lafleur scored that goal before I even watched my first fucking hockey game. I don't know how old you people think I am. That was like the late 70s. I was too busy recovering from being hit by a car. No, I didn't have to recover. I got 2 days off from school. I do remember that. It happened on a Wednesday. And the guy said, all right, you know what? You shouldn't go to school Thursday, Friday. And I was fucking psyched going, for once, I don't have to fake sick. And I sat there and I watched cartoons and I ate with a little spoon. I ate with a little spoon because the bumper hit me right on the side of the head. I've done this before in the podcast. Put two fingers right on the side of your head, right? And then bite down on your molars, your back teeth there. You feel that thing that goes in and out? That's right where I got hit. So it hurt to chew. So I had to eat with a little spoon for 2 days, and I couldn't go to school. One of the greatest things that ever happened to me. It was a CJ7, I believe. Big fucking guy getting out of it. Oh, my God, I hit him. I hit him. Oh, my God. I totally fucking drove right into the guy. I didn't look. I thought I looked. Here's another guy saying staking and BJ Day is spreading. This had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do. Nothing. It's not mine. It's somebody else's. All right, here we go. Last thing I'm going to read, and that's going to mercifully be the end of this podcast. Bill, thought this might interest you. It's an article about divorce. This guy's an illustrator. Tough road to hoe. I am too. 3 years and still no settlement, and the guy's broke as a result and has stopped producing work in hopes that the parasitic ex will give in once there's no cash flow. Oh, and the guy is prodigiously good as a painter. Yeah, you know, I think I actually have faith in some of these divorce settlements that I think in the near future there's going to be way more light shined on these things. And eventually it's going to come around. You know? Can't there be a I don't get that shit where you can just it's just too one-sided where one person can just live off the other person. I've talked about all this shit a zillion fucking times, haven't I? You know, that whole shit where the woman starts dating a new guy but she won't let the guy move in because her last guy made more money. So then the two of them just sit there living off the fucking first guy. You know? You don't think that's fucked up? Well, I do.
All right. You know what, people? I tried. I tried. You know, I did my best. I tried. Tried to do a podcast. I think that's it. Sinkholes, water damage, hockey, small towns, eating like a cunt. Yeah, I got to stop doing that, guys. I've really let myself fucking... it's weird. I look good with a shirt on, but with a shirt off, it's not a good thing. Like, my chest is 35, but my fucking... Now, who the fuck is this? Is this going to be another guy telling me that I got asbestos? All right. All right. It's only going to be 55 minutes this week, people. I apologize. I'll give you an update next week. You know what? I owe you guys 5 minutes, and you will get those 5 minutes next week. Okay? That's the podcast for this week. Go fuck yourselves. I'll talk to you next week.